The following is a class on the Sri Ishopanishad, Mantra 4 through Mantra 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1970 in Los Angeles.
The personality of Godhead, although fixed in His abode, is more swift than the mind and can overcome all others running. The powerful demigods cannot approach Him, although in one place He has control over those who supply the air, rain. He surpasses all in excellence. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Krishna, although He is always in Golok Vrindavan, He has nothing to do. He simply enjoys the company of His associates, the gopis and the cowherd's boy, his mother, his father, free, completely free. And those who are associates, they are still more free. Because when the associates are in danger, Krishna has got some anxiety how to save them. But the associates, they have no anxiety. Oh, there is Krishna. Just see. The associates, they have no anxiety. Anything happening, you will read in the Krishna book. So many dangers, the boys, along with Krishna, they used to go every day with their calves and cows and play in the forest on the bank of the Jamuna. And Kansa will send some demon to destroy them. So, you have seen, you'll see also pictures. So they will enjoy, simply. Because they are so much confident. That is spiritual life. Avasya rakive Krishna visasapala. This strong faith that any dangerous condition Krishna will save, this is surrender. There are six phases of surrender. The first thing is that we should accept which is favorable for devotional service. We shall reject anything which is unfavorable to devotional service. And the next is that introduce oneself with the associates of the Lord. Just like Krishna has got so many associates, that will of course not artificially, when you are advanced, you'll understand what is your relationship with Krishna. Then, if you introduce yourself with that association, then the next stage is the confidence that Krishna will give me protection. Actually, He is giving protection to everyone. That is a fact. But in Maya, we think that we are protecting ourselves, we are feeding ourselves. No, that's not fact. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankar vimur atma kattaham iti mannate. To the devotees, Krishna takes charge Himself. And to the ordinary living entities, the charge is taken by Maya. Maya is also Krishna's agent. Just like good citizens, they're taken care of by the government directly. And the criminals, they are taken care of by the government through the prison department, through the criminal department. They are also taken care of. In the prison house, the government takes care that the prisoners, not in uncomfortable, they give sufficient food, if they are diseased, they give hospital treatment. Every care is there, but under punishment. Similarly, we in this material world, there is care, certainly. But in a punishment way. If you do this, then slap. If you do this, then kick. If you do this, then this. This is called threefold misery. But under the spell of Maya, we are thinking that this kicking of Maya, this slapping of Maya, this splashing of Maya is very nice. This is called Maya. And as soon as you get into Krishna consciousness, then Krishna takes care of you. Ahamtam sarva papi bhavam krishyami mahasuchi. Krishna, as soon as you surrender, Krishna immediately word is, I take care of you. I save from you all, from all sinful reactions. There are heaps of sinful reactions in our life. But so many life after life in this material world. And as soon as you surrender to Krishna, immediately Krishna takes care of you and he manages how to adjust all these sinful reactions. Aṅtāṁ sarva-pāpi māsūcha. Krishna says, don't hesitate. If you think that, I have committed so many sinful activities, how Krishna will save me? No, Krishna is all-powerful. He can save you. Your business is to surrender unto him and without any reservation, dedicate your life for his service and thus you become saved. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything and again he is outside of everything. This is the process of understanding Krishna consciousness. He walks and does not walk. Just like a crude example I give you, that the sun and at noontime it is on your head. And somebody walking eastern side or western side, he also sees the sun is also walking. A long ago, about 40 years ago, when I was householder, my second son, he was 4 years old, he was walking with me and he said, "Oh, father, why the moon is coming with us?" This is very intelligent, yes. So similarly, if a material object can walk so swift, you have seen, you are going on aeroplane or train, you will see the moon or sun is going with you. So how it is not possible that Krishna cannot walk? Although he is situated, but you ask your friend, "Where is the sun? Where is the moon?" He will say, "Oh, it is on my head." Similarly, Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. Krishna, although he is in Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, enjoying pastimes with his associate, he is everywhere according to the position, shape, form, activities, everywhere. That's why it is said here, the Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He does not go from his abode. He is fully enjoying, but at the same time, everywhere he is. Everywhere is walking. Just like we offer foodstuff, so do not think that Krishna is not accepting. Krishna is accepting. Because he can spread his hand immediately if you offer something with devotion. Taya bhaktya puritam asnami. Krishna says, anyone offering me something with faith and love, I eat. People may ask, Krishna is far away in Goloka Vrindavan. How he eats, how he takes? That is God. Yes, he can tell. Therefore it is said, he was, he does not want. Immediately comes. But you must have the qualification to call him. If you are actually a devotee, immediately Krishna is present. Just like Hiranyakashipu challenged devotee Prahlad, where is your God? Do you think the Prahlad was looking to the columns? Or do you think your God is here? Or he immediately broke. Ah, Krishna. That is Krishna. So, this is explained here. This is Vedic mantra. This is the proof. Veda mantra. Why we are attached to Veda mantra? Veda mantra is the proof of everything. Whatever is said in the Vedas, that is fact. Unless you take some axiomatic truth in that way, you cannot make progress. Just like in geometry, there are so many axiomatic truths. You have to accept it. A point has no length, no breadth. Things equal to the same thing are equal to one another. These are axiomatic truths. Similarly, the Vedas, they are truth. We have to accept. Just like I have given an example in my book. The concept is the bone of an animal. The Vedic injunction is if you touch the bone of an animal, immediately become impure. And you have to take your bath. But here is a bone which is used in the deity room. But you cannot argue, oh, you said that bone is impure, as soon as you touch it, you become impure and you are putting it in the deity room. No argument. You have to accept. This is Veda. You cannot argue. Similarly, spiritual master's order, you have to accept. There is no argument. In this way you can make progress. Sadhu shastra guru bhakko tinete koriyat. If we argue, natastarkena jujay, achinta khaluje bhava, natastarkena jujay. Things which are inconceivable by you, you cannot argue, then it will be failure. You have to accept that axiomatic truth. It is not dogma. It is not dogma in this sense, but because our predecessor acharya, they accepted what you are, that you are arguing. So that is the proof. Mahajana jena gatasya panta. Tatka pratishtha sutayo vibhinya. If you argue, there is no conclusion. The argument will go on. You put some argument, I put some argument. That is not the process. Sutayo vibhinya. Scriptures in different countries, different circumstances, different scriptures, they are also different. Then tatva pratishtha sutayo vibhinya naso munijya samatangana vinyam. And so far philosophical speculation is concerned, one philosopher is putting some theory, another philosopher putting some theory, there is contradiction. And unless you defy another philosopher, you cannot be a famous philosopher. That is the way of philosophical. Then, how to get real information? That is stated, the dharmasya tattang nihitang guhayam. The secret of religious process is lying in the cave or within the heart. So how to realize it? Mahajana jena gatasya panta. You have to follow great personalities. Therefore we are trying to follow Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. That is perfect. You have to take evidences from the Vedas. you have to follow the instructions, the success is sure. That's all. A person who sees everything in relation to the Supreme Law and sees all entities as his parts and parcels, and who sees the Supreme Lord within everything, never hates anything nor any being. This is the stage of Mahabhaga. In devotional service, there are three stages. In the beginning, it is called neophyte stage, beginners. The beginners are concentrated in the deity worship. That is very important thing to purify. Achyam evam harai jastu siddhya hati natad bhakti suchanesu sa bhakta prakita smita. Prakita means from material platform one is coming to the spiritual platform. At that stage, one is taught or trained to worship the deity with great faith and devotion under regulated means. But in the neophyte stage, natad bhakteshu charneshu, the neophyte devotee, cannot understand who is highly elevated or devotee or what is his interest with other people. He cannot discriminate. Natad bhakteshu charneshu sa bhakta prakita. That's neophyte devotee is almost material. The next stage is to make friendship, to love God and to make friendship with devotees and to be merciful to the innocent and to reject the atheist. Four classes are. You have to offer all your love for Krishna and you have to make friendship with the devotees of Krishna. And those who are innocent, just preach this Hare Krishna mantra and try to attract them to Krishna. And another class, atheists, don't go there. Don't try there. Hopeless. Not hopeless. For a person who is not very much elevated, for him it is. But when one is on the highest stage of devotional service, that system is explained here. Jastu sarvani bhutan natmanne vanupasati sarva bhutesu chatmanam tatunam vidigupsati. He has no discrimination. Who is devotee, who is non-devotee, who is atheist or theist, or who is... In this way, he sees everyone, the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. And everyone is engaged. One who is suffering, he is also engaged. Because just like the prisoner, he is also serving the government by force. Therefore, one who is elevated, even those who are in abominable stage of life, the Mahabhagavat says, he is also obeying. Actually, it is obeying. The prisoners, they are obeying the government. Although by force, but they are obeying. Similarly, those who are materialists, they are also obeying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's this philosophy that jiver swarupa nitya krishna dar. A living entity is eternally servant of Krishna. Either he admits or not admits. That doesn't matter. He is a servant. Just like any citizen is law-abider or subservient to the state. He may say that I don't care for the state by the police, by the military. He will be forced to accept. So, one is being forced to accept Krishna as the master and the other is voluntarily offering service. That is the difference. But nobody is free from the service of Krishna. That is not possible. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, that eternal servant, Either you accept or not accept, you are servant. You are never equal or greater than God. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose, that people should be taught that you are eternal servant of God. Don't falsely claim that you are God, you don't care for God. You have to care. Just like this Hiranyakashipu. He didn't care for God. But God came and at the time of his last moment, you see. Similarly, God is visible to the atheist as death and to the theist as lover. That is the difference. Everyone sees God. Nobody can say, I do not see God. Everyone sees God. But one sees as death and one sees as lover. That is the difference. One who always sees all living entities as spiritual sparks in quality, one with the Lord, becomes a true knower of things. What is there as illusion or anxiety for him? This realization is Krishna consciousness. There are different kinds of realization, but ekattam, the qualitatively oneness is always there. The brahmavadi, impersonalist, they think that we are 100% one with the Lord or the Supreme Absolute Truth, but that is not a fact. If one is 100% one with the Supreme Lord, then how he has come under the control of Maya? These questions they cannot answer. So, real identity is, in the Vedic literature we find that just like the fire, big fire, and the sparks of the fire, they are of the same quality. But the small spark, when he goes out of the fire and falls elsewhere, then at that time its fiery quality becomes covered. So this covering becomes manifest according to different qualities. Just like the fire, if it drops on the water, then it assumes completely extinguished. Similarly, the living entity, although qualitatively the fire with God, when it contacts the modes of ignorance, his spiritual quality becomes almost extinct. When he is on the land, not in the water, then there is something, heat. Similarly, when the living entity is in the rajoguna, the quality of passion, there is some hope. And when the living entity is in goodness, just like the same spark, if it drops on the grass, dry grass, then the same spark of fire ignites another fire, another blazing fire. Similarly, if one is in goodness, then he can create a spiritual association. Just like this same example, that this small spark of fire, if it falls in favorable circumstances or in dry grass, then it can ignite fire. One has to come, therefore, to the platform of goodness in this material world. If one does not come to the platform of goodness, the platform of goodness is the brahminical qualification. That we are preaching. Our Krishna consciousness movement is to bring some man on the platform of goodness. The world requires it now. The world is in need of some Brahmins, qualified Brahmins, not that. You are being trained up to become qualified Brahmins. So be always careful that you may not contact the quality of passion and ignorance. Passion and ignorance will induce you kama lobha, lust and greediness. That is the sign of passion and ignorance. And when you are in goodness, then you can see things as they are. Then you can see yourself that you are not matter, you are spirit soul, and if you make further advance, then you understand that I am eternal, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, the fire spark. So that ekattam manupasata, in this verse, ekattam, that qualitatively one, not quantitatively. You are one with God qualitatively. You cannot be equal with God quantitatively. That ekattam. Jasmin sarvani bhutani atmavibhavut vijanataha tatra ko moha ka soka ekattam manubhasat. This is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Ekattam anupasat. A Krishna conscious person sees oneness. All living entities, they see one. Just like fire and the spark, although there are different types of illuminating properties, the whole thing is seen as one. Similarly, these diversities in unity. Diversities means the expansion of different energies of Krishna. That is diversity. Otherwise, the one, Krishna, only Krishna. Parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva akhilam jagat. The whole universe, parasya brahmana shakti. Parasya, the supreme Brahma, Parameshara, Ishara Parama, Krishna. He is energy. The example is just like fire. Fire has got many energies, especially heat and light. Whenever there is fire, there is heat and there is light. Now this heat is not different from the fire, and the light is not different from the fire. But still, heat and light is not fire. From the fire there is heat. So if you are heated, if you are getting warm from the fire, fireplace, that does not mean you are sitting on the fire. But at the same time, that warmth of the fire, the heat of the fire is not different from the fire. In this way you have to understand the whole universe. Nothing is different from Krishna, but still Krishna is not everywhere. This philosophy, therefore this very word is used here, bijanataha. Bijanata means one who knows, knower of things, how things are manifested. When one understands that things are manifested in this system, exactly like the fire, heat and light. Fire is the original cause of heat and light. Similarly, whatever we see within this universe, within material world and spiritual world, the spiritual world is expansion of Krishna's internal energy. And this material world is Krishna's expansion of external energy. And we living entities, we are expansion of marginal energy. The three energies. He has got multi-energies, all the multi-energies grouped in three headings. Antaranga Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti, Tatastha Shakti. Antaranga Shakti means internal energy. Bahiranga Shakti means external energy. And Tatastha Shakti means these living entities. We are Shakti, we are energy. We are not the energetic. The Mahavadi philosopher says that because the energies are not outside Brahma, therefore they are all the same. There is monism. Our Vaishnava philosophy is that energy simultaneously one and different. When you perceive heat, we understand there is fire. But that does not mean that because I am getting some heat, I am on the fire. Try to understand this philosophy. Therefore, here it is said, Bijanataha. So there ekattam. Mahavad philosophy is ekattam, oneness, and our ekattam of oneness a little different. They say that the energy is false. The Brahma is real. Brahma Satya Jagat. We say that because Brahma is true, therefore his energy is also true. That is the difference between Vaishnava philosophy and Mahavad philosophy. We cannot say that energy is false. Energy is temporary. This external energy is temporary, not false. Although, suppose we have got some trouble. There are so many kinds of troubles pertaining to the body, mind, external affairs. But that trouble comes and goes. But when the trouble is there, it is true. We feel the consequence. We cannot say it is false. The Mahavadi philosopher say that it is false, but when he is troubled, why he is so much disturbed? So that is not false. Therefore this very word is used, Bijanata, one who knows. Perfect knowledge must be there. Bijanata. When one is an actual knower of the things, tatra ko moha, then there is no illusion. Illusion is for him who does not know things. But one who knows, there is no illusion. Tatra kumoha, kasoka, no lamentation. When you are perfectly in conviction that there is nothing except Krishna and Krishna's energy the same, then there is no moha, moha means illusion, and soka. Moha and Soka, this is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-bhūta-prasanna-ātmā na sochati na kāṅkati. We were very much anxious to get things which we haven't got. That is kamkhati, hankering on. And when things are lost, we lament. But if we know that Krishna is the central point, so anything received, gained, profited, oh, that is Krishna's desire. Krishna has given, accept. And if it is taken away by Krishna, then where is the lamentation? Krishna likes to take it away from me. Oh, why should I lament? Because Ekattam, the Supreme One, He is the cause of all causes. If He is taking, He is also giving. So when you have got something, engage it in Krishna's service. And we have nothing to offer Krishna. Then whatever you get, patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam, Krishna is satisfied everywhere. This is the meaning of bijanat. One must be in the full knowledge. Then there will be no more lamentation and no more hankering. That is the stage of spiritual platform. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sojati na kaang samas sarveshu bhuteshu. Then you can see everyone on the same platform. That everyone is a spiritual spark. Na jigupsate, vijigupsate. Then you do not say, oh, he is lower, he is higher, he is intelligent, he is fool. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Pandita samadarshina. Pandita means learned. Say, bijanat, one who knows. So in the Vedic literature you won't find something different in Bhagavad Gita and something different in the Isha-Upanishad or something different in the Vedas. No. They are the same thing is explained in different languages, in different scriptures. But one has to know the art, how to understand it. Such person must know in fact the greatest of all, who is unembodied, omniscient. That is the distinction between God and ourselves. We are embodied. This body is different from me. Therefore, when I leave this body becomes dust, thou art dust. That thou means this body. I am not dust, I am spirit, soul. So, Krishna is not embodied. He has no difference between his body and his soul. His soul and body the same. He does not change his body because he hasn't got material body. And because he does not change body, he remembers everything. We change body, therefore we do not remember what had happened in our last birth. We have forgotten who was. Just like even in sleep, when we forget our body, we forget our all, environments. While sleeping or dreaming, you are in a dreamland. You don't remember even that you have got this body. Every day, every night, this is being experienced. Because this body, I am not body. The body becomes tired, it sleeps, or it is inactive. But as I am, I work. I dream, I go somewhere, I fly, or I go, I create another kingdom, another body, another environment. This we experience every day, every night. It is not difficult to understand. Similarly, in every life we create a different environment. In this life, I may think I am Indian, you may think you are American, or next life a different position. Next life, I may not be American. or I may not be Indian. And if I become American, I may not be a man. I may be a cow or bull. And then I am sent to the slaughterhouse. You see, this is going on. This is the problem. Always changing body. Bhutta, bhutta, praliyat. It is a serious position. We should very take this life very seriously. That I am changing my body, life after life. I have no fixed position. I do not know where I am put within these 8,400,000 species of life. So I must make a solution. And that solution is, Krishna says, jadgatyana nivartanti tad dhāma paramam. Māmupitta kauntiya dukkhālayam asāsatam nāpnivanti mahātmāna. If anyone somewhere other, by developing Krishna consciousness, he comes to me, he hasn't got any mouth to go back and accept a material body. He gets the same body as Krishna, Sachidananda Vidya. So, we should very seriously execute this Krishna consciousness without any division, very seriously. We should not be neglectful, that this is passion or something imposed. No, this is the most important function. Human life is meant simply for developing Krishna consciousness. He has no other business. But unfortunately, we have created so many engagements so that we forget Krishna consciousness. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. We are forgetting our real business. We are engaged in different, so many business. Misleaders. Andhajathandhai ruponiyama. The rascal blind leaders are leading to hell. Devi satantra hrudami vadhya. All of them are tied up by the stringent rules and regulation of the material nature and they have become leader. They do not like any authority. This is called Maya. This is called Maya. They are being misled. Still, they are following them. This is called Maya. So, try, somehow or other, you have come in contact with Krishna. So, catch him very tightly. Māmi vaja prapadyante, māmi tāṁ taranti. If you catch very tightly Krishna's lotus feet, then Maya will not be able to do any harm. Those who are engaged in the culture of nisan activities shall enter into the darkest region of ignorance. Worse still are those engaged in the so-called culture of knowledge. So, there are two kinds of education. Material education and spiritual education, Brahma Vidya and Jada Vidya. Jada Vidya means material education. Jada means which cannot move. Matter. And a spiritual education, spirit can move. Our body is combination of spirit and matter. So long the spirit is there, this body is moving. It's like coat pant is moving so long a man wears it. It appears that the coat is moving, the pant is moving. But actually, the living entity is moving and the covering, the dress, appears to be moving. Similarly, this body is moving Because the spirit soul is moving. This is only just like a vehicle. A motor car is moving, that means the driver is moving. The foolish people will think that the motor car is moving. Motor car does not move. In spite of all mechanical arrangements, it cannot move. That is a wrong way of education. People who are thinking that this material nature is working, moving and manifesting so many wonderful things. Just like in the seaside, we see the waves are moving, but the waves are not moving. The air moving it. But the air is not moving. In this way go, back, what is the ultimate cause, then you'll find Krishna is the cause of all that. That is called philosophy, to search out the ultimate cause. So here it is said, andham tama pravishanti je avidyam upasana. Avidya means those who are captivated by the external movements. They are worshipping avidya, nisan, which will not help him. The modern civilization is engaged. There are big institutions for technology. How a motor car can move, how aeroplane can move. So many machinery they are manufacturing. But there is no educational institution how the mover, the spirit soul, is moving. That is called avidya. Nisaya. The actual mover is not being studied, but the external movement is being studied. Big institutions, universities, there are. As I told you the other day, when I lectured in the Massachusetts Technological College, so I inquired, that where is that technology to study the mover? Well, they have no such arrangement. They could not answer satisfactorily. So that is avidya. Yet, in the Ishvopunishad is said, andham tama pravishanti je avidyam upasana. Those who are engaged only in material as advancement of education, the result will be that they will go to the darkest region of existence, andhangtam. It is very dangerous position that at the present moment there is no arrangement in any state all over the world about spiritual education. It is pushing the human society to the darkest region of existence. Actually, it is happening so. In your country, your rich country, you have got nice educational system, so many universities, but what class of men you are producing? The students are coming to become hippies. Why? So, the leaders should think over it. So, what we are producing in spite of so many educational institutions? That is hinted here. That because you are worshipping avidya, that is not knowledge. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung very nicely, Jaravidya Sab Mayara Boipa. Jaravidya. Jaravidya means this material education. He says, they are expansion of this Maya. Jaravidya. Jaravidya Sab Mayara Boipa. Tomar Bhajane Bada. The more we shall advance in this material education, the more we'll be hampered to understand what is God. And at last, we shall declare, God is dead, I am God, you are God, this all is nonsense. That is hinted here. Andhang tama. Andhang means darkness. There are two kinds of darkness. If you remain in ignorance, that is also darkness. And if you remain actually in darkness, where there is no sunlight, there is no electric light, that is also darkness. So, avidya mupasa. Another, tato bhuya ivate tama jau vidyayang rata. So this material is, they are certainly being pushed in the darkness. But there is another class who are so-called philosophers, mental speculators, religionists, yogis. They are going still more in the darkness because they are defying Krishna. They are posed as a culturing spiritual knowledge. But because they have no information of Krishna or God, their advancement of education is also more dangerous. More dangerous. Because they are misleading people. The yoga system, the so-called yoga, not the real yoga system, the so-called yoga system, they are preaching misleading people that you meditate and you will understand that you are God. By meditation, one becomes God, you see. So, Krishna never meditated. Neither he had any chance of meditation. Because from the very beginning of his appearance, Kansa was prepared to kill him. Then he was transferred by his father to the house of Nanda Yashoda. There also, when he was sleeping, a baby, 3 months old baby, the Putana demon attacked. So Krishna had no chance to meditate, to become God. He is God from the very beginning. That is God. God is God, and dog is dog. That is the law of identity. So these are all nonsense, that you become still, you become silent, and you become God. How I can become silent? Is there any possibility of becoming silent? No. There is no such possibility. You become desireless. So how I can become desireless? These are all bluffs. We cannot be desireless, we cannot be silent. But our desires, our activities have to be purified. That is real knowledge. That is real knowledge. We shall desire only to serve Krishna. That is purification of desire. Not that desireless. That is not possible. How I can be desireless? How I can be silent? That is also not possible. For a second I cannot be silent. So, then our activities should be engaged, adopted in Krishna's service. This is real knowledge. That I, as living entity, I have all these things, activities, desires, loving, propensity, Everything is there. But that is being misguided. We do not know where to place all these things. That is avidya. So this Shishopanishad teaches us that we should be very careful. We should not be very much advanced. We may be advanced, that doesn't matter. We don't say that you don't advance in material education. You advance. But at the same time, you become Krishna conscious. That is our problem. We don't say that do not manufacture motor car or do not manufacture machines. We don't say. But we say, all right, you have manufactured this machine, employ it in Krishna's service. That is our proposal. We don't say, stop it. We don't say that you don't have any sex life. But we say, yes, you have sex life for Krishna. You produce Krishna conscious children. 100 times you have sex life. But don't create cats and dogs. That is our proposal. So, education required. But if education is wrongly diverted, it is very, very dangerous. That is the purpose of this book. Andhaṁ tam apravishanti je avidyāṁ pāsate tato bhūya ivate tamo jau vidyāyāṁ rata. So-called education has no value. Thank you.